This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio, syndicated by the Liberty News Radio Network. It is Saturday, the 5th of November. Remember the 5th of November. Anyways, yours truly is in Northwest D.C. at the Law Enforcement Memorial between 4th and 5th Streets in downtown Washington, D.C. Walter, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Oh, not doing too bad. Not doing too bad. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good for some reason. Anyways, first order of business, as always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Again, another week of good news. No members of law enforcement were murdered in the line of duty. Stay safe out there, one and all. Also, we want to say hello to Little Billy Keebler and the men and the alleged woman of the Yonadosis New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. And we want to give out a huge congratulations to the New York City Fire Department. Today in Manhattan, they did a rope rescue of a female in a burning apartment building. It was captured on a video, and these guys were being lowered on ropes and to rescue this poor woman. It was just a spectacular move on New York's bravest. Now, if I was in that woman's position, the rope probably would have broke. I'll just leave it at that. Anyways, last week we broke the story with Paul Pelosi being attacked, and we both said, you know what, something is just not right. We're missing something. They're not, of course, the media and the police are not going to give out everything because, again, this is a criminal case. But we're raising red flags and a whole bunch of things. Now, today, NBC News pulled a story of a reporter who was at the scene stating that Pelosi answered the door himself with San Francisco PD at the door. And instead of running out saying, oh, he's in there. He just took a couple steps back, and that's when cops walked in and then saw what was going on. Is a police was getting hit in the head with a hammer, and you know, the rest of they say is history. So we called it first. Something's not right. And there's more to this story about Pelosi and this illegal immigrant in the house. Somebody was doing something. We don't know. They're not going to say anything, and the media is doing everything. I mean, everything to cover this up or to make it, or we like to say, polish a turd. You got any comments on the ongoing saga of the Pelosi's?
You know, the Dems are, we're trying to make it a Trump thing, that the guy was a Trump supporter and a MAGA and all that. Turned out he was an illegal immigrant from north of the Canadian border. You know, the fact remains, Mr. Pelosi wasn't upset on the 911 call. He wasn't in a crisis mode. But I got to tell you, you know, both of these guys in their underwear. Now, where did the third party go? And again, my question still stands. You know, did the officers observe any erections? So,
right.
You know. not that I'm a perv or anything, but
no.
You know, you got to figure that, you know, the one guy is somewhat bit of a schizophrenic, and the other guy is 42 years old. you know, one or the other, you know, would have to use, you know, ED medication. And you know, like I said, you know, that everybody knows, you know, if you have one for more than 4 hours, you know, call your doctor. And apparently the guy was only in the house for a half an hour. So, you know, they had like 4 hours to go. So there's a lot to look into here. And, you know, like I said, Mrs. Pelosi out 3,000 miles away, the old man living in San Francisco. I mean, you know, we all know what San Francisco's reputation has been since the 60s. Hey, you know, have you seen this man cruising the bus terminals? I don't know.
Or the Castro District. Also, like we said before. Right. As we said before, it's not that hard to figure out where Nancy Pelosi is going to be. She rarely is in San Francisco because she's got party business raising money for the party because, you know, she's a boss. Because I'm using the mafioso term because, to me, Congress is nothing but an organized crime family. Well, you got anything else before we move to our next story?
No, I don't think so. It's just that the narrative keeps changing with this Pelosi case. It just keeps chasing them. Now they're looking, I read somewhere today, I don't know if it was on, well, I can't mention the news feed, but, you know, somebody's looking to deport this guy. So, you know, which is really odd since he's got an attempted murder, you know, with a hammer and police officers as witnesses. Somehow deportation is in the mix now. So why would they deport this guy if, you know, nothing was amiss?
Right. 50 million illegal immigrants on deport one. But anyways.
Yeah, and he's white. And he's white from Canada.
Right. So anyways, moving right along, as we all know, Tuesday is the midterm election. So I want to start with the erection report. Great. Now I sound like Walter. So anyway. Right.
Not Rosanna Dana, the other one that she played. I can't remember.
No, but that's Rosanna Dana.
No. It was the dumb one with the glasses.
I know. Damn it. We'll look it up during the break. But anyways, as we go into Super Tuesday and votes, let's look at the State of the Union. Now, the Biden administration has shut down the Keystone Energy Pipeline. Oil from Canada was being piped down safely and efficiently to refineries. Now, the six-figure salaries in this industry are gone. The oil will now have to be transported on rail cars. And Santa Fe Railroad is owned by Berkshire Hathaway. Who owns Berkshire Hathaway? Warren Buffett. Who is a major Biden supporter? Warren Buffett. Connect the dots, folks. Joe Biden also canceled leases for oil explorations. Anyways, we come back. We'll talk about the big erection movement coming Tuesday. Also, people that made it big in America but still hate America. And a couple other things. Stay tuned, everybody. Check us out, 75radio.org. 75radio.org. Take it away, boys.
This is a battle. A battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey? Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio, on the Liberty News Radio Network, talking about the midterm elections and the state of our union. When we first started, before the commercial breaks with our wonderful sponsors, we're talking about Keystone Energy Pipeline, gone. $100,000 a year jobs, gone. Oil leases, gone. More jobs in the oil industry, gone. Joe Biden says he wants to kill the coal industry. Well, guess what, folks? Most of our power plants are operated by coal. So California can't make enough energy to produce these electricity for these electric cars, and Joe Biden wants to kill the coal industry. Also, America is very dependent on foreign oil, and the price of gas and diesel is out of this world. Diesel is over $5 a gallon, while regular gasoline is about $3.30, $3.40 a gallon in my neck of the woods. And then President Biden went to Saudi Arabia to beg, borrow, and steal for more oil. They told him to go pound sand. But anyways, looking at our foreign policy, Russia invaded Ukraine. China and North Korea rattling the sabers. We left Afghanistan an absolute mess. We left $8 billion in weapons, equipment, and cash. 13 Americans left in Afghanistan were killed. Meanwhile, the Biden administration were bringing Afghan refugees to Northern Virginia under the radar. He left 13 GIs and brought refugees that nobody asked for. And now we don't know where these people are at. Meanwhile, the American taxpayer has been giving Ukraine billions of dollars with absolutely no oversight. But anyways, don't worry about our enemies coming to our shores. We have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, purging white supremacists from its ranks and ensuring the most diverse military in the world, including members of the LGBTQ MTA community. And we have GIs going from G.I. Joe to G.I. Jane, courtesy of the sucker taxpayer. That's why Russia, China, North Korea are just shaking it in their shoes because of this deadly military. Anyways, back here at home, we're still not doing too much better. Our southern border is wide open. Illegal aliens are given cell phones, money, and a court date. Meanwhile, our Border Patrol agents are accused of whipping illegal aliens, which is actually false. If anybody knows about riding a horse, that cannot happen. If anybody decided to look at a couple more pictures than the obviously one, the plastic all over media, you know, the Border Patrol agent was doing his job and was trying to control the horse and grab an illegal alien. He was doing his job. Anyways, while we're looking at illegal aliens coming through our border, we can't get goods out to market because nobody wants to drive the trucks because it's more lucrative not to work, or they can't afford the diesel. Then in California, if you're an independent trucker, you cannot pick up loads at the seaports because the state of California wants to go after Uber and Lyft, and they said no independent drivers. So we also have a formula shortage as the Fed shut down a formula plant and dragged their feet into getting it back online. But it's not only formula because it's with this logistical nightmare, our store shelves are becoming bare, which is perfectly fine because we cannot afford groceries and gasoline. And people can't afford to go to work. But meanwhile, the energy and transportation secretaries tell us to buy electric cars. The cheapest electric car by Tesla is $40,000. Now, people can't afford $5, $6, $7 for a gallon of gasoline. What makes you think they can afford a $40,000 new car? Not to mention, some batteries to replace you after 70,000 miles, about $5,000. So you do the math. So anyways, as we have a logistic and fuel emergency, the Secretary of Transportation is talking about the highways built almost 100 years ago, allegedly, so Black and Puerto Rican kids that lived in New York City that didn't have cars could not take a bus to the beaches of Long Island. I'm not kidding, folks. Check us out on the website. Anyways, you might as well stay at home since the whole country's a mess. Except if you live in the north, you're stuck like Chuck because you're going to pay about $1,734 this winter to heat your homes. A 43% increase. Heating oil is over $5 a gallon, and people are paying $1,500, $2,000 a season, which is crazy. Those who pay rent expect your rent to jump when you renew your lease because your landlords are going to pass the cost on to you. Now, those with electric heat, you're not in the clear either because the power company can charge you the cost of the fuel to produce the electricity. Let me say that again. The power company can charge you, will charge you, the cost of the fuel to make the electricity to heat your home with electric heat. I found that out, and I was not happy with my power company. But anyways, but in terms of preparing our kids to fix this mess now in the future, our kids are being exposed to drag shows, pornographic books, the LGBTQ agenda. I've been talking about this ad hominem. When we complain to the school or school board, we're told to go to hell. When we protest or voice our concern, the school sends the FBI after us. Yep, go complain that your school is going to hell. You don't want this Communist Manifesto, LGBT crap in your schools. They call the cops. So anyways, we have males in the restrooms and locker rooms of our daughters. We have males participating in female sports. Our daughters looking to obtain a scholarship in athletics now have to compete with males in the same sports. We also have critical race theory in our classrooms, which tell non-white kids they can't get ahead because of white kids. And the list goes on and on and on. Not to mention we have deserving kids that can't get into schools, advanced schools, get scholarship because there's not enough black or brown faces in that classroom, which they probably don't deserve to be in the first place. And anyway, speaking of the premier law enforcement agency in the United States, thankfully, the FBI is going after criminal masterminds who are not fit to be in society. Some of these people include Roger Stone, Rudy Giuliani, James Meek, Mark Houck, and Donald Trump. As you can see, the FBI is going after the worst of the worst. Now, they can't be bothered with low-level offenses such as the murder of South Rich, Hunter Biden's laptop, Jeffrey Epstein's murder. Everybody associated with Jeffrey Epstein and transporting teenagers across state lines for illicit purposes. The truckloads of fentanyl coming into our cities, and so on and so forth. And most of the people I read are AARP members or AARP eligible. But anyways, in our former home, the Empire State residents are lucky. The state-elected Letitia James is Attorney General. She's going after the Trump crime family while keeping New Yorkers safe. Thankfully, a city slashed money from police departments and throwing cops under the bus every day of the week. Those racist white cops are leaving our major cities in droves. Then you have Starbucks and Wawa's and drugstores closing shops in our cities because the cops do nothing. Anyways, the biggest issue Democrats have this election season is abortion and Social Security. Half the population is women, and so that leaves 50% of people who cannot get an abortion and Social Security. So the whole country's falling apart, but this is what they have to run on. So anyways, and then you have people like Fetterman, who's just an absolute hot mess, and people saying he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. But that's why it's your duty to go out and vote. Now, are the elections going to be on the up and up? I don't know. Probably not. But we have to wait and see. But it's better to go out and vote than just sit on your ass and complain about it and go on Twitter and or go to the bar and just bitch, moan, and complain about it. Well, what is your thoughts on the upcoming election?
Well, you know, I've been saying this for a year. what are the voting booths going to be like? You know, are they going to say they're, you know, they're faulty again, not repaired, they weren't ready, they're not up to date? It comes up every election, every important election. Something's wrong with the voting booths. You know, where are all the absentee ballots? Where are they being held? You know, has the United States Post Office ensured that the mail-in ballots are going to get to where they're going to get to be counted in a proper way? Or is another Jeep full of mail going to blow up and burn with the possibility of ballots inside it? You know, it's just a big mess. The early voting, I was never one for early voting. Never, ever, never. I believe in, you know, you vote one day, that's it. Absentee ballot, if you're out of the country, you're out of luck. I just don't believe in absentee ballots. I don't believe in voting ahead of time. I don't. It serves no purpose except to get in the way of a true answer on who won. Voting venues used to be open from 5:30 in the morning to 6 at night. When I was a kid, and the next day you had a winner. Now you vote 3, 4, 5 months ahead of time, and you don't know who the winner is for weeks after the election day because all the ballots haven't been counted or they're missing or some nonsense. So,
all right, stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Tornadoes tore through parts of Texas and Oklahoma on Friday, killing at least one person, injuring dozens of others, and leaving dozens of homes and buildings in ruins. Tornadoes hit hard in McCurtain County, Oklahoma, in the southeastern corner of that state. Cody McDaniel, the county's emergency manager, confirmed one death, although he didn't immediately provide details. The small town of Itabel saw a church, medical center, and a school torn apart. Governor Kevin Stitt said search and rescue teams and generators were being sent to the Itabel area, praying for Oklahomans impacted by today's tornadoes, Stitt tweeted. Folks are spending a ton of money on these campaigns. While President Biden was attacking him for wanting to sunset all legislation, including Social Security, every 5 years, Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott, who heads the party efforts to get more GOP members elected, was in Georgia. He introduced candidate Herschel Walker with a host of zingers at Democrats.
Raphael Warnock and Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, are the answer to all these. High gas prices, high food prices, open border, high crime, fentanyl all over this country.
It's the final weekend before Election Day. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis held a Don't Tread on Florida campaign in Flagler County Saturday morning, touting what he says was a triumphant recovery for the state from the COVID-19 pandemic. DeSantis claiming that because the state did not subscribe to the hysteria of COVID, Florida fared better financially than their Democratic counterparts through the pandemic, creating a freer Florida.
We chose freedom over Fauciism, and we are better off for having done that.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. We are red hot rolling on the 5th of November. One movie you have to see if you don't know about the 5th of November is V for Vendetta. That movie really, really says a lot. Anyways, next issue is I want to talk about people who made it in this country and still hate it. Now, I love this country more than anything else. I've defended this country. I've fought for this country. I went overseas for this country. And I'm also a capitalist. I try to work very hard to make lots of money. And, well, I work very hard. The money is, well, eventually going to come, hopefully. But anyways, I want to talk about three people who did make it, who are part of the 1%, who, you know, did very, very successful in this country, but still hate it. Anyways, the first person I want to talk about is Stephen A. Smith. Now, a couple weeks ago, I was driving around in my car. I was listening to book salesman Mark Levin, who had ESPN personality Stephen A. Smith on the show to promote his podcast. And first words out of my mouth was Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Why would this big loudmouth sports guy be on Mark Levin's show? Well, probably to get more listeners to his podcast. Fine. So anyways, he was talking moderately to almost conservatively. I was like, I didn't buy it for 1 second. I was like, this guy's full of crap. And because he's got a reputation of just being full of crap. But anyways, moving right along, recently, the Washington Examiner said that Stephen A. Smith is complaining that he is underpaid compared to his white counterparts. Now, Mr. Smith has to struggle to feed, shelter, and clothe his family on a measly $8 million a year salary. Let me say it again. Stephen A. Smith makes $8 million a year and still complains that he is underpaid compared to his white counterparts. But anyways, this is Smith's whole MO is to cry racism while screaming about and sucking up to the black athletes on his networks. So you got a multimillionaire on TV screaming about racism and white man and cops and whatever. And when he's not doing that, he's sitting there yelling at the TV and sucking up to other black multimillionaires who play sports. So it makes me wonder. It makes me scratch my head. But anyways, his talent and contributions to his chosen profession is worth, I'd say, about $800. Because all he does is just scream. I could do that in front of the TV, and I'd be better than Stephen A. Smith. I'd be worth, well, $900. But anyways, Smith just likes to yell and scream and suck up to black multimillionaires. So I have no pity for Smith. And so, but if you go back, he went on about George Floyd in 2020, and it's absolutely ridiculous. He went on about George Floyd on ESPN. ESPN is a sports network. George Floyd is not an athlete. He is a junkie, multi-felon, absolute piece of garbage. Anyways, next winner is Dusty Baker. Houston Astro manager Dusty Baker is upset that there are no black U.S.-born players in the 2022 World Series. Now, Dusty Baker's Astros is one win away from winning the World Series. The Astros does have one Michael Brantley, who's a black player that was born here in the United States, but he's not on the roster for the World Series because of an injury. But anyways, I hope Dusty Baker loses. I root for the Phillies. Because if I was in Dusty Baker's shoes, I couldn't give a flip who's on my team. I put the team out there that the general manager hires and puts out there. And I hope to God I would win the World Series. But he has to make it racial. Anyways, Baker laments the fact that young black boys don't have anyone to look up in playing baseball. When Baker was a kid, he looked up to Jackie Robinson, Willie Mays, and Hank Aaron. Now, I know exactly what Dusty Baker's talking about. Now, as a young white boy growing up in upstate New York, I idolized a certain New York Yankee, the powerhouse from Pittsburgh, none other than Reggie Jackson. Oh, wait, he's black. But again, I looked up Reggie Jackson because he was a great ball player. But anyways, Dusty Baker needs to realize that young black boys are no longer watching an afternoon game on Saturday in front of a black and white television in the living room. These black boys now have phones and tablets and whatever means of communications to sit there and watch unlimited gangster rap music from YouTube, World Star Hip Hop, BET, or whatever other outlet there is. They're not interested in sports, such as basketball. Or they'll rather watch these gangbangers, or gangbanger wannabes, sit there talking, just mumble some absolute filth, talk about shooting people, weapons, drugs, and doing horrendous things to women, call women everything, every name in the book, treating them like cattle. Anyways, that's Dusty Baker. Now, the idiot of the week goes to Okoye Lee Simmons. Ms. Okoye Lee Simmons is multiracial. She is Asian and black. Her father is Russell Simmons, who founded Def Jam Records and is a multimillionaire. Her mother is Kimora Lee Simmons, who is very easy on the eyes. Anyways, Ms. Simmons said that she is mad at white people because they don't mourn black rappers that get shot as much as black people mourn black rappers as they get shot. And she says, you know, every time a black hip-hop artist, rap artist who is broken in the American mainstream dies, it's only those communities, the black community, the hip-hop community, who are actively involved in the remembrance or mourning of these rappers. But anyways, here's the thing. You know, Ms. Simmons needs to realize it was white people that went out and bought the artist that her father put on records. She is a multimillionaire. Her family lives like royalty because it was white people that went out and bought the records. And, you know, she is a person of privilege because if you go on the website, 75radio.org, it shows a clip of Ms. Simmons going to Harvard with her mom and dad. She went to Harvard University, a very, very elitist college. Now, yours truly did attend college. It was an Ivy League school. It was known as Princeton on the Parkway. Those who know about Princeton on the Parkway, especially little Billy Cuba, knows what I'm talking about. And then eventually, as I got older and made bad choices in life, I went to Great Mistakes, or Recruit Training Command in Great Lakes, Illinois. But this lady's mad because white people don't want to mourn black people who constantly get shot. Now, for whatever reason, in the black community, now it's like every week some rapper gets shot. And it's like, all right, you want to make it big, go get shot. And it's, you know, white people don't, they like listening to music, they want to idolize, you know, the gangbanging scenario of people, you know, drinking malt liquor and shooting people and driving 64 Impalas and doing all women, you know, female dogs and whatnot. But when it comes to when they get shot, they're like, they don't want no part of that because it's a murder. People want to live. People don't want to die. So, you know, obviously she's an idiot. And her father should have done a better job explaining, you know, how things go. But anyways, that's all I got about these three idiots, multimillionaires, one percenters, and they still complain and get mad at white people. Well, what say you about these fine individuals?
No, just, you know, get to, you know, Dusty Baker about this personnel on his roster. You know, it's who his his general manager, you know, who his executives, you know, choose and trade for to put on that team and put a team on field. And as far as, you know, the limit in black ball players is, you know, Latinos pushed them out. Plain and simple. you know, Latinos, you know, they've turned out a lot of good ball players. You know, they come from Dominican Republic, they're coming from Cuba, they're coming from Venezuela, they're coming, you know, they're coming from Ecuador, and the black players are just being outplayed, and they're not making it, you know, to the major leagues. Or if they make it, you know, they probably get to AAA, and that's where they stay for 14 or 15 years. You know, so it's not anybody's fault or anybody's specific doing. You know, people just shooting their mouths off. And like you said, they got money. Oh, shit, just spend your money. Go, you know, go away. Win the World Series. Do, you know, do what you think you got to do. But holy cow, stop bringing race into every damn thing. Good Lord. It's a sporting event.
Right. And Dusty Baker is net worth is about $20 million. Anyways, we come back. We'll talk about Twitter. We'll talk about Kyle Irving and... something's just a mess. Anyways, we'll be right back to close it out for the show. Stay tuned, everybody.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules, a shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. This is 7-5 Radio, the fastest hour in radio. This week, Elon Musk, who acquired Twitter for $44 billion, probably the biggest waste of money in my entire life. I'd probably maybe pay $4 billion, but that's a different story. He said that, well, you know what? We're losing advertisers. We're losing money. So we're going to reduce the workforce. And he's laying off about 50% of his workforce. And people are losing their minds. And I understand Twitter's, you know, a very big, influential social media outlet, but I mean, when back in New York 20 years ago, you had banks combining all the time. Chase Manhattan bought out Manufacturer Hanover. Then JP Morgan bought out Chase Manhattan. Chemical Bank also was bought out by Chase Manhattan. And same thing with the airlines. You had Continental and United Airlines merge or be bought out, and people lost their jobs. So, but it seems like Twitter is like almost like a government agency now. But whatever Elon Musk does with Twitter, you know, of course it's going to be out there because people that work for Twitter are losing their jobs. And you know what? It's it sucks losing your job. I was laid off more than once, fired more than once. It sucks. But you get back on that horse. But people are making that like Elon Musk is going out there and just throwing people out in the street. Well, you know, if he's buying the company, he's a very smart man. He builds cars. He builds spaceships. So he's going to he's going to build up Twitter and make it more something more reasonable. Now he's got this board of overseers or whatever that's going to make sure it's more equitable or more fair, or you know, people like us are not going to be thrown off or calling somebody a four-letter word. But the people he has on this board are not us, which is just like kind of disappointing. But anyways, I hope the best for him. I will not be paying the $8 a month to have my blue check mark, because I'm cheap. So anyways, it's watching this meltdown from the Twitter staff is just absolutely amazing. And you know what? I think the biggest and the best troll there is Elon Musk. He's worth a gazillion dollars. Well, what say you about Twitter? I know you and I have been kicked off more than once. Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter comes and goes. I get on it every once in a while, but not like I used to. Whether or not Elon Musk owns it and how much money he's got, really don't care. But for some reason, I think it's just, it's a big show. He's just got to, swing his sack once in a while to make sure he's got something in it. If I had uncountable money like he does, I wouldn't want anybody to know that I spent all that money to buy a media outlet. Like I said, he's just swinging his sack to show people he might have something in it. I just don't get it.
Right. So which is really, it's drama. One thing about Musk and a lot about these billionaires. Donald Trump's a perfect example. Donald Trump, Jeff Bezos. Bill Gates, they all want to be in the spotlight. It's not enough to have the money. They have to be in the spotlight. What's his name? Bezos, he wants to buy the Washington Redskins because Snyder, who just ran the team in the ground, he's looking for buyers or investors or whatever. I don't know what he's doing. Well, I wouldn't trust that guy as far as I'm concerned. But anyways, moving right along, NBA star Kyle Irving is on the Kanye bandwagon. He said a couple disparaging things. He told people to go watch a movie and talked about, disparaging about the Jews. And now everybody and their brother wants to throw this guy, out in the cold. They want to take away his means of earning a living. They want to cancel his contract. They want to cancel him. And you know what? They have the right to do so. But here's my thing. Forget the fact that they're trying to cancel him and he may or may not like the Jews. But how long have we put up with people criticizing Christianity? Ever since I was born, you heard nothing but disparaging things about the Christians. Priests are pedophiles. Priests can't get married. Women can't become priests. Women are treated like second-class citizens. The nuns in the school beat the kids. Catholicism's too strict. Catholics don't like Jews. Catholics don't like this. I'm talking, and then you have Mormons. They're thrown on the bus, for everything, even though like 99.9% of it is false. Then you got the Baptists. They're being, all the sons of Baptists are nothing but racist and hang, any colored people from a tree. But that's okay because they're Christians. And then in 2001, it's okay to bash the Muslims. But rightly so, America was pissed. So you're able to bash the Muslims. But you just question the people of the Jewish faith. And now they want to hang you out to dry. They want you hanging from a tree, throw you under a bus. My question is why? What are these people saying that's true and not true? And then Kyle Irving offered the Anti-Defamation League, which is nothing but a shakedown racket, $500,000 to get in their good graces. And the ADL said no. So my question is, how much money does the Anti-Defamation League have? And why is it even an Anti-Defamation League? Because, again, you want to shake down people for saying bad things about a certain type of people. So, I mean, we still have the First Amendment right. Al Irvin can say what he wants. Kanye West can say what he wants. People can, and again, folks, we value the First Amendment so much that when you insult the hell out of us and it's good, we will put it on the website. We will talk about it on air. So that's how much we value the First Amendment. But you can talk about certain people, but you cannot talk about certain other people. What say you about the First Amendment and people's right to just say what's on their mind?
Well, you know, everybody knows I'm a big advocate for the First Amendment, the right to free speech and assembly, you know, numero uno. You know, your religion, you have a free right to religion, of course, but you know, you don't have to tell the whole world, I'm a Catholic and this is how it's going to be. You just go to your church on Sunday and Wednesday or, you know, whatever days you wish to worship and go on. You don't have to, cram it down anybody's throat. You know, right. And then the freedom of the press, the freedom of the press sometimes takes, not sometimes, a lot of times, takes it to the next level where it's just borderline. You know, they have like brainstorm meetings on, well, does this violate the people's First Amendment? And that, they come real close. But, in order to do anything about that, you got to be a millionaire, because if you want to sue a reg that's bad mouthing, you personally, you got to be a multimillionaire and have a high profile law team. So, the freedom of the press is kind of, they do whatever they want. Freedom of speech, it's still basic. You can say what you want as long as it doesn't endanger anybody else's lives. Like yelling fire in a movie theater, just like you learned when you were in third grade. That's the way it is. You want to flip somebody off, that's freedom of speech. If somebody wants to flip you off, that's freedom of speech. But you don't have to like it. But it is what it is, because you can turn around and do the same thing too. Practice what you preach. If you want to get off what you want to say, that's fine. But don't forget, let me get off what I want to say too.
Right. That's a good point. And here's another thing. It's a two-way conversation. Say Kanye or Kyle Irving says Jews own all, they run everything. Okay. The Jewish people say, how? How do they do that? Or Jews have all the money. Okay, you want to give us an example? Kanye West is worth over $2 billion. I think our two guests we had on the show that are Jewish are worth a lot less. But anyways, we definitely live in interesting times. So I was wondering if we put out things about Jews, if we're going to get thrown off of Twitter. But that's for another story. But anyways, before we close, as y'all know, I'm fighting with my kids' school about the LGBT flags and all this other garbage, and I've been doing something. I'm putting more of my money where my mouth is. This week, I have an interview with a private school, a very good private school that obviously I cannot afford. And depending if they offer something, then I'm going to say, first thing is all my kids get in for free now, and we can work on it. We can work on everything else. So I'm doing something, but it's a long, long road. And so far since I've said, hey, all you big talkers on radio, Handy, Levin, Bongino, how about coughing up some money for scholarships? Nothing. But, well, you got anything else before we go? The last couple seconds, as usual?
No, it's my birthday next week, so I want everybody to wish me a happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Walter Yerkes.
Mm-hmm.
29 years old.
Yeah.
I love women saying, I'm 29 years old. Meanwhile, their face looks like a road map, and then they're hanging down to the kneecaps, and just they're a hot mess. But anyways, well, I want to wish you when is your birthday anyways? You don't have to give the year, but what day is it?
It's on the 9th. I'll be 64.
64 on the night. So, we'll be after the 9th. Anyways, I want to wish you a very happy birthday. Also, we'll be next time we come out, will be after Veterans Day. Everybody that served, everybody that's serving, everybody that's overseas, we cannot thank you enough. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, veterans, for doing the job nobody else wants to do. But anyways, that's the music for Walter Yerkew. This is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.